Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. Bring it.
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing it was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. It's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hand me on the hand, say foreplay. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Let Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the president, sure highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off and get shit sharp. You get down stop in the winter order. I mix it high, get the jig with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IFs if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now nice and easy. Sister moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream through the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's flattening them? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it.
Heart was looking for laughter in the rain, feeling like a fool in love again. Oh, the laughter came when the tears stopped falling. Oh. Now all I do is just call your name.
I say, love,
you walked in and my heart discovered that my
yes. of the magic of your spell. How much joy we'll have together, only time will tell.
A series dedicated to our friends in the hospitality industry, particularly if they work with or around alcohol. And if you remember a conversation from the past 2 weeks, do you remember? So remember, we spoke about duty of care, and we spoke about asking about the house policy where we work. Right? Remember? Yeah. So today, let's continue our conversation with that right after our musical selection. Don't you touch that dial.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise.
Oh, we're talking about the house policy and why it's important, right? And why it's important to know it. Well, if you don't know it or if you haven't been given it, you can always ask for it, right? It's pretty important, the contents of the house policy of where you work, right? Because it gives a lot of good information. It tells you how the house stops service to intoxicated customers then, right? The line of command and how they do it. More on that later, actually. How to deal with customers who appear to be intoxicated. Tells you that too, even though you should know it. But it tells you particular to that house. Also, you know what? We could talk about that a little bit later too, actually. And it also outlines the house's policy on how to handle difficult customers and how to identify and deal with underage customers, right? So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to know. Now, you know, we always say prevention is better than cure, right? Yeah. So what if you want to prevent a customer or customers from becoming intoxicated? Right? You can decide to slow down service. Yeah. We always say that, or stop service. Now, but how can you do that? How do you slow down service? Right? What are some tips? Do I have tips? Yep, I do. I do. But first, let's see. We'll talk about how to slow down service, and then afterwards we'll talk about how to stop service, okay? Well, first of all, you keep track, right? You keep track of the number of drinks that you have served the patrons, right? And just how much they've been served, period. You can check their tab even. That's an easy way to do it, right? Another thing you can do to slow the rate of service is, you know, pass by their table less. Pass by the table less. You can serve them one drink at a time. In other words, if they still have some alcohol in their glass, don't serve them another drink, right? You wait until they finish that drink first before you serve them another drink. Of course, you can always offer water and food, right? Non-alcoholic drinks, right? Right? Yeah. Because you know what? Food really, it wouldn't be a bad distraction for them, because especially you clearly have a good reason for wanting to slow down service in the first place, right? Right. So yeah, non-alcoholic beverages like sodas, tea, offer that, some water, right? And with that being said, communicate. You have to communicate to your other servers that, hey, you know, you see that person over there? I'm going to slow service. Okay? Just let them know. Or I'm going to stop service. That's the next thing you can do, right? Remember, you're all there in your establishment as a team. We need teamwork in keeping, you know, our public safe, right? We need teamwork. So you're all a part of a team working together to keep everyone, including your own workplace, safe. So that's why you communicate, right? Because anything can happen. You can get a call suddenly. You have to leave suddenly. And you're not thinking about those people who you just served three beers in an hour and a half, right? Which is an overserve. So if there are less than three people. So, right, you may have to leave suddenly. You know, they might even ask, what I've seen a trick is they might even ask their friends to order for them, knowing that you've slowed down or stopped service. So you have to watch. Your ears and eyes must always be open, okay? So it's good to communicate, right? So that even your other server can be aware that, okay, his friend there is asking for him. He's buying a beer, but he's really going to give it to him. All right? And also, remember our acronym SIMPLE. SIMPLE, right? And SIMPLE, you know, that's a guide that was developed to ensure, you know, alcohol is served safely, right? At all stages of service. Yeah? So we'll talk more about that after our musical selection. We'll be right back.
Carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. All our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
Coin in the jukebox, not the phone on the wall. So
Back, friends, and we were just speaking about the acronym SIMPLE. And I told you, you know, why it came into circulation. It basically is a guide developed to help ensure the safe service of alcohol at all stages of service, right? Meaning, when patrons arrive at your establishment, while patrons are on your premises, and when they are ready to leave. Yeah. So, SIMPLE is a really good tool. So, SIMPLE, the S stands for signs. As in, you check for signs of intoxication. Now, you already knew this. You already knew this, right? So, you check for signs of intoxication even before they get in, right? Because remember, once they're intoxicated, you must refuse entry, okay? And also, while they're on the premises. So check for signs of intoxication while they're there, you know, on your premises. And let's go back to checking if they're already intoxicated before letting them in. That's another great reason to have single-use breathalyzers at your establishment. Because if, say, it's a festival and someone wants to come in and they're clearly inebriated, you can get them to buy a test, right? And test themselves to see if they're sober enough to come inside. And it's actually good for while they're on the premises, because if you suspect that he's near or above the legal limit and he wants to order again, you can say, hey, buddy, if you want another drink, get one of these tests and let's test and see where you are. Numbers don't lie. So that was a little plug there, but it fit perfectly. Yes. Okay. So S. S stands for signs of intoxication, right? So, yeah. Okay, and then I means ID. So you check for their ID. You make sure that they have ID. And when they give you ID, make sure you check it. Make sure it's valid. Make sure it's real. Okay, M comes next, M. M stands for monitor. Is that right? Yes, monitor. I'm sure it's right. Monitor, yes. So monitor their alcohol consumptions. Keep tabs on them. Watch them. Remember how many drinks you serve them, right? Monitor how many drinks each of them are consuming. And next, P. P, we just spoke about. Prevent, right? So we prevent over-service. So that's the whole thing. We prevent over-service by slowing service or stopping it, right? So that's P, which we just discussed. This is very important, guys, you know, very, very important, right? As we just said, you could slow down service or you can stop service. Remember, the reason why this is important and why I drill it home is because I really want you to always remember that you are not responsible for them while they're on the premises. You're responsible for your patrons until they're sober again. So everything in between until they're sober again. Okay? So these are facts.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after our break.
Also, friends, you know, I talked about IDEA a while ago and checking identification and making a joke. Usually, people have their driver's license, right? But what if, say, they left their driver's license or they have no driver's license and they have a health card? Now, it's really up to your discretion to accept their health card as a valid form of ID. It really is, right? You should check your house policy. Again, here comes house policy rearing its head. Check your house policy and figure it out, right? It's up to your discretion, however, right? But you can't require someone to show you their health card as a valid ID. If they don't offer it up, you can ask for it, right? And also keep in mind, you can't record any information, which is half of the purpose of getting them to show the ID if you need it to make sure, you know, who is who coming into the party. You know, if you have any doubt, you should be able to write down something, but you can from a health card, right? But so only if they offer it, and if you would like to take it, that's the only way. Okay, but you can't ask for it. And if you feel like, you know, you don't want to take it as a valid form of ID, you don't have to. It's up to your discretion. Okay, just so you know. friends, it's time for our Jamaican song of the day.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Believe me, I love you. Let's not be apart, 'cause of the rose of my heart. And sweet rose, you are my queen. You're my Miss Jamaica, my Miss Jamaica. You're my Miss Jamaica, I'm crowning you myself. Although you may not have such a fabulous shape to suit the rest of the world, but you do suit me, and that's all I want to know. I need not know nothing more. You're my Miss Jamaica, my Miss Jamaica. You're my Miss Jamaica, I'm crowning you myself. Shape suit the rest of the world, but you do suit me, and that's all I want to know. I need not know nothing more. You're my Miss Jamaica, my Miss Jamaica. You're my Miss Jamaica, I'm crowning you myself. 'Cause you're my Miss Jamaica, Miss Jamaica, Miss Jamaica.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front. Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh baby, ooh baby. It's making me crazy.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. bumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Maria, you know you're my lover. When the wind
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
Don't mess with the red, with the guy.
friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us from Seneca. And he says, if you really want to escape the thing that harasses you, what you are needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person. Huh. Let's hear that again. Today's quote comes to us by Seneca. And he says, if you really want to escape the thing that harasses you, what you are needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person. Yeah, I agree. That one comes to us by Seneca, friends.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
With that.